AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is calling out Democrats in Congress for pushing impeachment following the violence at the Capitol.
For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country.
The AP Sankar Magani reports the House is debating another way to get the president out of office.
The House will vote tonight on a resolution calling on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and oust the president.
They can help to lead us out of the nightmare.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin argues the time has come, but Republicans like Jim Jordan disagree.
Congress needs to stop this.
A day after President Trump awarded him one of the nation's highest civilian honors.
Continued calls to impeach the president or remove him from office with using the 25th Amendment, I don't think are healthy for our nation.
As for the president himself,
this impeachment is causing tremendous anger,
but says he does not want to see any violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Before leaving for Texas, the president also refused to accept any blame for inciting his supporters in a speech before they left for the Capitol last week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants anyone involved in the Capitol violence to be included on a no-fly list.
These individuals are a threat to the homeland as defined by the law. The law allows this, and they should be placed on the no-fly list.
The Trump administration wants states to speed up delivery of the coronavirus vaccines. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they're getting up to speed.
We've averaged around 700,000 reported vaccinations each day, and we are on track to hit 1 million per day in a week to 10 days time.
The plan is to no longer hold back the second dose of the two-dose shots and to vaccinate more people at high risk. This is AP News. The first execution of a female inmate in the U.S. in 67 years was supposed to happen today. A judge halted it.
The judge granted the stay late Monday, citing the need to determine Lisa Montgomery's mental competency. The Kansas woman got the death sentence for killing Bobby Joe Stennett and cutting out her baby. She was planning to raise the child as her own. That girl is now 16. Montgomery had a history of faking pregnancies and tricked Stennett into believing the two were meeting up so Montgomery could adopt a puppy. Montgomery's lawyers have argued that sexual abuse during her childhood led to mental illness. I'm Julie Walker.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who held a knee to the neck of George Floyd for minutes, will be tried separately from the three other former officers accused in Floyd's death. Chauvin will stand trial alone in March, while the other three former officers will be tried together in the summer. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.